If you have a big event coming up that you need to get a nice outfit for, and you are dreading having to do the shopping for it, and also you're like, oh, I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money, well, I've got a solution for you. Armoire is a clothing rental service, and they have such great clothes to choose from. Here's the thing. You go on their website, and you get to take a survey that is going to really help you define your style. And you can also tell them if you're looking for something specific. So if you're looking for dresses, a type of dress, formal dresses, office wear, whatever it is, maybe you're looking for casual clothes. I don't know, but you can tell them what you're looking for. And then they are going to curate this closet for you of items to choose from. And then you choose which ones you want to rent and they ship them right to your door. So you don't even have to go in store and try things on. I was so impressed with what they sent me. They nailed my style and also they nailed my size, which I find very difficult to do. I can go to the mall and try on item after item after item after item, and rarely do I find things that fit me really well. But almost everything they sent fit me perfectly. In fact, I had to send back my bag of the clothes that I had rented, and I was really sad to part with it because some of the things in it I had worn so many times that I really didn't want to give them up because I love them so much. In fact, I was like, should I just go ahead and purchase this? Which is an option that they offer as well. But if you'd like to try out this clothing rental service, right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/crystal. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/crystal to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart, and I feel like I need to preface what I'm going to say with this. I'm a huge advocate of breastfeeding. Anyone who knows me well knows that nursing is something I believe in, and all five of our biological children were breastfed until they were 19 to 23 months old. However, we also have fostered and adopted, and I've been so grateful for formula companies in those situations. I'm also grateful for formula companies because our last two biological children, I really struggled with my supply and did all the things, spent so much time and effort, and just was never able to produce enough for them to be able to gain weight and not be hungry. And so I was so grateful for companies like ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. They're made with certified clean ingredients. It has no soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code CRYSTAL for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. So go to byheart.com/podcast and use CRYSTAL to get your welcome offer.
Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get to where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mother of four, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. I am thrilled to have in studio today, Allison Lambatis. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I had to think about that morning. And this is actually your second interview. We had you on way back in the very beginning of the podcast. And today I get to have you in studio. And I was just telling you beforehand how I have been reading your book, The Ultimate Book of Outfit Formulas, and just realizing in reading this book how much of an impact you have had on my life. And specifically when it comes to clothes,
I would say those of you who've been following me online for a long time know that I have always been like, I am not a fashionista. Like I have said that for years and years and years. And if you look back to things that I wore 8 or 10 years ago, you would be like, amen. Yes, that is the truth. But yet when I met Allison online through Get Your Pretty On, I don't even remember how exactly I found your stuff and got connected, but I signed up for one of your wardrobe. What do you call them exactly?
It's a capsule wardrobe.
Okay. So you have where you curate these wardrobes for people every single season. I should let you explain this better, but I'll share my perspective. Then you can talk about it, 'cause I'm going to botch what you do, 'cause it's amazing, but I can tell you how it impacted my life. And so I got this, I signed up for this. And so every day I get this email and she's telling me, you know, kind of a outfit formula for the day. And it was so hard for me at first because I had never really worked hard to put together outfits because I'd always kind of told myself, I'm not a fashionista. And so I just let that excuse kind of be what I led with and allowed myself then to just kind of not really put a lot of effort into it. And so I get this email every day and I start trying to put together outfits, and the more that I did it, the more that I really enjoyed it. And I started looking forward to that email coming every day and kind of thinking ahead to, well, what else can I do with what I have in my closet? And little bit by little bit, as I was signing up for these capsule wardrobes and just getting these emails, it started helping me to reframe what I thought about myself when it comes to fashionista. It helped me to realize what my style was, and it helped me to feel so much more confident. And I was telling you just yesterday, getting ready for church and just being able to pull out a new outfit, put it together with stuff I already had in my closet and know, oh, these shoes will go with that. And oh, these earrings, and just kind of put it together effortlessly. And I got multiple comments yesterday. Oh, your outfit's so cute. And I'm like, Allison, that is all thanks to you. So, you know, sometimes I feel like people might think clothes aren't that big of a deal, but it is a big deal and it makes a big difference. And so I am excited to have you to talk about this on the podcast today. And whether you feel like you love clothes or you really don't enjoy putting together outfits, you don't care, you just like your yoga pants, keep listening, because maybe, just maybe, it's going to impact you in the same way that it did me. But all that aside, I'd love for you, Allison, to start with just telling us a little bit about who you are for those people who might not be super familiar, and then also tell us a little bit more, explain in better detail about what you do, because I kind of botched it a little bit.
No, you did a great job. No, I love your story because I feel like it really truly illustrates the customer journey with Outfit Formulas in the program, because you start out kind of like with a lot of handholding with the outfits. And then my goal is really to empower women to be able to shop on their own, to be able to see their closets in a different light and put those outfits together. So thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. But I started out as a blogger in 2012. So I've been blogging for a very long time, but really my blog started as a result of me falling into my own yoga pants rut. I had started working from home, and while it was amazing, I had 3 kids at home at the time. It's something I prayed about for years. When it happened, all of these other things started happening that I didn't expect. Number one, I didn't have accountability for getting dressed in the morning anymore. So I would throw on the faded black yoga pants, the oversized sweatshirt, pull my hair back in a ponytail, call it a day. And it was great at first. I was saving money on clothes. I was saving time. But I noticed the snowball effect happening over the course of, you know, like 3 to 6 months after I started working from home. I just wasn't feeling as motivated anymore. And not only at my job, but around the house. Laundry was piling up. I wasn't working out. I had no energy for date nights. I was being cranky with my husband and kids. All of this stuff was just piling up on me. And I call it a yoga pants rut that I fell into. But I honestly, now looking back on it, can see that there were signs of a depression that was starting at that point. And I thought, what is one thing that I can do to make myself feel better in the moment? One tangible, easy thing that's accessible right now. And the first thing that came to mind was, Allison, you stopped getting dressed every day. So just put on an outfit and see how it makes you feel. So I did that. And the first day, I felt amazing. It was, I got up in the morning, I got a shower, I fixed my hair, I put on makeup. I was going nowhere that day except for dropping the kids off at school and picking them up. But I felt so much different. And that afternoon when my daughter hopped in the car and I picked her up and she just gives me this once over. And you know, you don't know what your kids are going to say, right? And they give you that once over. It's like, okay, what's she going to say? And she says, "Mommy, what happened to you?" And I said, "What?" And she said, "Well, you look pretty today." Mm. And for me, I don't know, that was kind of the thing that made it click in my mind that this wasn't just about me anymore, that I was setting an example for my daughter. And I wanted to be a happy mom and the best version of myself. And that's what my kids wanted too. So I think that that's the thing that made me hold myself accountable for getting dressed. And then I started blogging about it because I thought blogging is a great creative outlet. I can chronicle my journey. I can share what I'm buying, how I'm rebuilding my wardrobe from, you know, this corporate past life into what I am doing now, my work from home lifestyle. And it grew organically. A lot of women were resonating with that and saying, "Hey, I want cute put together outfits too. And I may not be doing anything other than, you know, making a Target run or picking the kids up from school, but I still want to feel good in my clothes." And so that's how it all started. The Outfit Formulas program, though, started about 2 years after I started blogging. And I really just asked my readers and followers at that point, "What can I do for you that's going to make your life easier?" I wasn't following the traditional blogger business model or influencer business model of pushing a lot of clothes on women or having them, you know, go out and buy things, a lot of stuff, which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I have tons of friends making a living doing that, and it works really, really well for them. But I didn't do a lot of shopping. So it was hard. It didn't feel authentic to me. And I wasn't sharing much. I was just showing them the things that I had bought at one point and was pairing up in different ways. And so when they came to me and said, "Hey, you know, keep doing what you're doing, but tell me exactly what to go out and buy. Give me a shopping list of basic items and seasonal trends. Tell me exactly what to buy and then show me how to pair it up." And I thought, great, I can do that. So I inadvertently created a capsule wardrobe. I had no idea what a capsule wardrobe was. I had to Google it because somebody said, "Oh, wow, this is a capsule." But yeah, so I launched this first seasonal program. We're really, it's kind of like Garanimals for adults, you know, like you mix and match all the pieces on your list into different outfit ideas. I thought 50 women would sign up and 500 did out of the gate. And it has grown every single season ever since 2014 when it launched. So it has touched, we've had over 98,000 members at this point. Wow. So it has touched so many women's lives, and it's just been the most incredible journey that I never could have even imagined.
Well, and one of the things that I love is that no matter your style, you can make it work for you. Because like I was telling you, I learned more classic styles. Like that's kind of who, and I don't like to do something that's super, super outside the box or really, really trendy. But you kind of gently push us to try something new. And so I remember when you were really encouraging the animal prints and the leopard print flats. And I was like, "I don't do animal prints. No. But it was just kind of how you gently were like, just try. Like, you don't have to buy a shirt or a jacket, you know, just flats. And I did. And I fell in love. And I actually have mine on today. I wear them all the time. I have 2 pair now of animal print shoes, which is a lot for me. And then I remember the yellow or the mustard that you were encouraging, like mustard shoes. And I was like, "I do not wear yellow. No. But I was like, okay, I'm going to try it because she's been right every single other time. And I did. And now my mustard shoes are my very favorite shoes in my closet. I wear them all the time. And it just makes me so happy when I look down. And so I love how you just kind of gently encourage people to push outside their comfort zone, but not in a way that feels super uncomfortable, but just to try something new. And what's the worst thing that can happen? You can decide, "Oh, that doesn't work for me." But I love just what you're doing and how you're helping women to try new things and have more confidence and figure out how to put things together in a simple way so that you can just get dressed and feel confident, but not, it's not this big ordeal that's takes a lot of emotional toll. Because really, you know, they talk about how all of the decisions that we have to make every day and getting dressed can cause a lot of decision fatigue. And so you help women to just kind of take that off their plate. So one of my favorite parts of the book, and I already told you this, but it was on page 15, you talk about that a lot of times we have some lack of motivation if we're just going to be home, like you talked about, and not really doing anything. We're not going to go speak at an event or go travel somewhere, show up for a business meeting. We're just at home.
And, you know, you said, you may be saying to me right now, but I don't feel like getting dressed every day. That's perfectly fine. Let me share a life-changing secret with you. You don't have to feel like doing something in order to do it. I'm going to read that again. You don't have to feel like doing something in order to do it. This applies to so many areas of our life. And I think that a lot of times we can hold ourselves back because we're like, I'm not that kind of person. You know, when it comes to getting dressed, you're like, well, I just like to keep it simple. I just wear the yoga pants and the sweatshirt. But what could happen if you did put a little effort into it? And like you saw, just that initial step of saying, I'm going to get dressed in something that kind of, I like to say, get dressed for the day that you want to have. And how, you know, starting out with that little step, it's like that good habit that then begets other good habits. And I have found that when I get dressed, I am so much more energetic and so much more motivated. And I was telling you before we started that in this last pregnancy, so my other three pregnancies, I always am nauseous a lot of the pregnancy. And I just was like, I don't feel good, so I'm not going to get dressed. And so I spent the majority of three pregnancies in the yoga pants and sweatshirt look. And this pregnancy, I just decided I am going to get up and get dressed every single day, no matter how I feel. And it is amazing how that one step changed my entire pregnancy. Sure, I was still nauseous, but I had so much more energy, so much more motivation. I could actually leave the house. And I actually wanted to do other things other than just lay on the couch and try to make it through the nausea. And I know it was that just getting dressed. And in fact, I've told so many people about in pregnancy and postpartum, I've just encouraged them just get dressed every day. And for me, especially with postpartum, because we had two little newborns, sometimes it was 5 o'clock before I actually got dressed. But I was like, I don't care. It's 5 o'clock. I'm going to get a shower and I'm going to get dressed. It was something about that, just saying, this is a priority. And it just helped me to feel so much better. And I feel like my postpartum was so much better because of that. I usually have a lot of postpartum depression. And I think that was one thing that really helped with that. And so talk to the woman who is, you know, feeling like, this is not me. I don't want to do it. It's so much easier to just stay in my yoga pants. Why would I even mess with doing this?
You know, I think that a lot of times we take the action and the feeling comes after. And that's really what this is about. You don't have to feel it to do it. I tell myself this multiple times a week about a lot of different things. It's not just getting dressed. And I do find that if I just take the action after the fact, I get the reward of the good feeling that comes along with that. So, you know, just try it out one morning. I encourage women to carve out space for themselves in the mornings, but I love that you didn't do it till 5 p.m. That's okay. Sometimes I don't get dressed until 3 o'clock and I don't even have newborns. So I totally can relate to that. But yet I do know that I'm going to feel so much better once I take that action. And it's really just a form of self-care and carving out that time and saying, I'm a priority. I'm going to take this, whatever, 30 minutes of the day and focus on putting on something that makes me feel great, because it's going to have those ripple effect benefits that are going to last the entire day. So I think that that's a great way to frame it. And I also think that there's a space where we can allow ourselves grace. I still allow myself to stay in my yoga pants 2 days in a row, sometimes 3 days in a row, whenever I'm in a really busy season or something just feels overwhelming to me. And then I'm always amazed whenever I come out of that and I start feeling good again. I watch for those red flags. Like, is this, am I going into a depression? Is this about something else? But, you know, just giving myself that grace and knowing that I can go back to my outfit formulas whenever I'm ready and instantly get that mood boost from putting that outfit on. It's just, it's so powerful. It's so simple, yet it's so powerful.
So for the woman who is feeling like, I don't even know where to start. Like, I look at my closet and all there is yoga pants and sweatshirts, and this feels daunting to me. Is there kind of one small step that you would encourage them to take? Maybe she's saying, I don't have 30 minutes. I don't want to have to go through the whole thing of getting dressed and putting on makeup and all of that.
Yeah. So I think that a lot of us have more functional wardrobes than we even realize. And we think that, okay, the issue is we have a closet full of clothes and nothing to wear, right? Yes, but this is a bigger task. This isn't one of those small hits. It's not an instant win, but I think it's super important to address is that we only wear about 20% of what's in our closets at any given time. So just really focusing on that 20% and getting rid of the rest. So it's not there, giving you that decision fatigue in the morning is so incredibly helpful. Just get rid of the stuff that you're not wearing, keep the 20%. And then you can focus in and say, do I need to fill in any gaps in my wardrobe? Do I need a good basic white t-shirt? Do I need a new denim jacket? Do I need some new flats? Then you can fill in the gaps at the store. You're not going to be overwhelmed by choices. I think that that's a really great first step. And then I always encourage women to, if you have one pair of jeans that you love, one pair of pants, one skirt, something on the lower half of your body, pull that out and start pairing it up with pieces in your closet that you already have. So for instance, if you have a great pair of black jeans, lay it out on your bed and then go find a top that goes with those jeans. Go find a jacket. If weather permitting, you can wear another layer, pair it up with a pair of shoes, and then take a picture with your phone. And then keep going through this exercise with that same pair of jeans, pairing it up with different tops that you have in your closet. Keep all of those pictures on your phone. Move on to the next pair of pants if you have another pair that you can pair up, because this is going to make it really easy for you to refer back to those pictures in the morning when you're just like rushing out the door. You've got to get, you know, wherever you're going and you're not sure what to put on. Or if you put on an outfit that you love, I've been known to wear the same outfit 3 times in a week just because it makes my life so much easier. When you find that outfit formula, that uniform that works for your life, take a picture of it, take a snap that selfie in the mirror just to refer back to over and over again so that you have some kind of quick little shortcut that you can really just pull that up and know what you're going to wear when you walk into your closet instead of wasting the time trying to come up with some ideas.
And I find that to be so helpful of kind of when, if I ever buy something new, I'm thinking of what shoes do I have? What, you know, like what does this go with that I already have? Because it's so easy to maybe we, especially my followers, you see something on the clearance rack and you're like, oh, this is such a great deal. But do I have things already to wear with it? Because otherwise then you're going to end up with a closet full of things that might've been cute and they might've been cheap, but you don't have things that you already have that you know that you can wear with them. I love to just kind of have, I feel like I have a uniform for each season. It's sort of, especially right now with I'm still nursing and I have 2 little ones. It's like, I just need really, really simple. And so I have a few pair of jean shorts for summer. It was like, I had a few pair of jean shorts, a few t-shirts that I loved, and I just mixed and matched them. Most of, you know, that was just like my go-to outfit for every day. But it was like, I knew I could just grab this and done. And sure, it wasn't, you know, this amazing outfit, but I liked it. It fit me. It looked good. And it was super easy. And so I find that that's really helpful. If you can have, you know, just four tops and 4 bottoms that, you know, you can easily mix and match on those days when you just need to grab something. You said something about we only wear 20% of what is in our closet. And we actually online right now, I'm doing this kind of house cleaning challenge and I've been going through closets and drawers and all that. And I just went through our little one's drawers this weekend and realized they were stuffed full of clothes. And when I actually pulled out everything that they couldn't wear, they hardly had any clothes in their drawer that actually fit them right now. I know for some people, it's just overwhelming to think like, I don't even know what to do with all the clothes in my closet. And I love you have some questions that you encourage people to ask. And I'd love for you to just kind of walk through how do you go through your closet for someone who feels overwhelmed with all the clothes they have, and but yet feel like they don't have anything to wear. What would you encourage them? How do they pare down to that 20%?
So cleaning out your closet is an emotional process. And I think that's what a lot of us don't realize, that we're holding on to articles of the past in a lot of ways. Either they remind us of a different time in our lives or when we were a different size, or there's some kind of emotional reason why we're holding on to a lot of our stuff, honestly. This is an unpopular opinion, but I feel like you have to get everything out of your closet. Mm. And the first time I did this, I enlisted my husband's help. And I was like, honey, we need to clean our closet out. And he's like, okay. And this was really his idea was, he said, you've got to get everything out of here and then we'll know what we need to put back in. So we did that. We pulled everything out. We put it on the bed. We put it in the bedroom. And then we just went through each piece one by one. And I categorized things. And I was joking around that day, but I made up these 3 little terms that was either cash, stash, or trash. So cash was the stuff that we could sell or donate. stash were things that I wasn't quite ready to get rid of yet, but I wanted to just kind of put somewhere else for the time being. And then trash, obviously, were the things that could not be sold or donated. They were just done. So we categorized everything, and then whatever was left over was what went back in the closet. Those were the things that I was actually wearing. And the first time I did this, I was shocked. I thought, oh my gosh, I have no clothes at all. But what I didn't realize is that was what I was wearing. And those were the only things that I was actually wearing at that point in time. And I think that having him assist me in that process really helped me to say, I'm not going to put this back in. Like, he was able to help me and say, have you worn that in the past year? And we were, you know, we came up with this litmus test of questions as we went through this process. Is this something I would buy again? I think that's such an important question to ask yourself. We have trouble getting rid of things that still have tags on them. Like, did this bring you joy? Like the Marie Kondo question that she asked, did this bring you joy at the time you bought it? If so, it's okay to release it, even if you didn't wear it. And I used to be a terrible shopper too. I would go out and shop the clearance racks and buy things because they were, quote, a good deal, and bring them home and realize like it didn't go with anything else in my closet, or the pieces didn't even coordinate with each other. So there was a lot of that stuff in there that I had to get rid of too. And that's really when I developed this acronym SWAP, shop with a purpose, because when you walk into a store knowing what you need, you're not overwhelmed by choices. And the evidence of me being a terrible shopper back then was I said 12 in the book, but I actually had 15 black and white striped shirts that were almost identical. I just kept going out and buying more because I never took an inventory and knew what I had at home. So now I shop to fill in gaps in my wardrobe instead of just going out and buying things because they catch my eye, or, you know, just wanting to bring new stuff home and add it into my wardrobe, because that's really not the fix for a closet full of clothes. It isn't to bring more stuff in. It's to get rid of stuff.
Well, I was thinking the emotional baggage that can come with shopping with clothes. So often people are shopping in order to kind of like fill something in their heart. And so kind of going through your clothes, even though it could kind of dredge up a lot of stuff, you know, you feel like it's just clothes, but no, so many things are connected with all of this. But I feel like there can be just this weight lifted off of you to just, like you said, release some of that stuff, and just to go in your closet and be like, can breathe again. And I know what I have. And I know that these are things that I actually wear and love. One of the things that I love about your book, The Ultimate Book of Outfit Formulas, is how practical it is and visual. I'm very much a visual person. And so if you would tell me how to put together an outfit in just written form, I wouldn't be able to figure it out like I can if you just show me. And it's just filled with all of these visuals so that you can just see it and know. And I love how you talk about the different body types and then how to dress well for the body type, but then you show all of the different tops and bottoms and things for that. But this is really a lot. I feel like it's your program kind of distilled into a book. And I love that. So for people who are interested, but they're like, I don't know if I want to actually commit to the program, I would encourage you so much to get a copy of The Ultimate Book of Outfit Formulas. But for someone who they're like, I would love to get emails every day telling me what to wear, tell them more about this program and how they can get signed up.
Yeah. So the Outfit Formulas program, I have two different versions of it. If you're just starting from scratch and you really just need to build your basics, we have a closet staples wardrobe builder there. So you're able to find those pieces over time. And I need to throw this in here because I think it's so important that we are closet curators in the Outfit Formulas community, not caught up consumers. And that means we're willing to wait for the right items that are those heck yes items when we put them on. Because if it's not a heck yes, you're not going to wear it. And it's okay to take your time curating the pieces that you love in your closet. And maybe you just start out with a pair of jeans, a single pair of jeans, and a few single shirts that you love. And then you add on to that. But the closet staples is a great place to start for that, just to kind of get those basics in place. And I also give you mix and match outfit ideas with that. And then the seasonal program builds upon closet staples. So once you have those basics in place, then we start adding in new fun seasonal trends. Every season, I send you a shopping list. You are welcome to shop where you want, spend as much or as little as you want, shop your closet if you want to. A lot of women do that, or they go thrifting. They find all kinds of creative ways to make this work. And I really just wanted to democratize personal style and make this something that can be affordable for every woman, no exceptions. And it also works for every body type too. And that was another big thing that was really important to me, is that we made this as inclusive as possible for all women. So once you have your shopping list, you get your pieces in place, you have some time to curate your closet and get those pieces, then you're going to get an email every single day. We also have an app now, which is super cool. I'm so excited about it. So you can pull up the outfit of the day on the app, or you can look at it in the email. And then you have those pieces in your closet that you're able to just put on to create that day's outfit formulas. And we have this amazing community of women where there is just absolutely every age, every size, every shape represented. And they're in there swapping style tips and shopping tips and all kinds of great stuff, and also showing us their interpretations of the outfit. So some of them just take them literal off the page, which is great. And some stay in that space for years and are happy doing that. Others take liberties. And over time, you can start to see their personal style develop. And it's really cool to just kind of see their creative spin that they're able to take with the outfit formulas and make them their own.
I think that was one of my very favorite things about the program, is that, yes, you get this email every day, and I love that. But I loved seeing all these women around the world who are all sorts of different, you know, like you talked about, ages and sizes, and they have different styles and all of that. And they would take this formula and make it their own, and seeing it in pictures. Like, it was so fun on the Facebook group to see all the different pictures every day. You're like, oh, I would not have thought of that twist. And it would give you ideas then for what, when you wear that outfit again, how you could change things up, or how you can use what you already had in your closet and make it work in a different way. So I love it. I love also just the spirit of what you're doing, and that it's just encouraging women. I feel like in this day and age, there is a lot online that is tearing one another down and pointing fingers. And what you're doing is bringing women together to encourage one another in such a practical way, but I feel like it impacts people much more than just the clothes that they have on their body. It's something much deeper. And I feel like for me, it's that confidence and that energy, and it just allows you to go throughout your day with a different spirit, just because of how you've started it with the clothes that you've put on. And I know you've seen that in many, many testimonies that you've heard from different women around the globe.
Absolutely. And I just think it's the coolest way to start your day, with some women say, this is my happy place. I come in here and I post my outfits, and you ladies are just so kind and so supportive. And who doesn't love hearing, you know, those kind words that we're maybe not hearing in real life, or we're maybe not getting out in public. And it's just such a nice, safe, supportive space where women can truly explore style, and they can try things, and they can give and get honest feedback. And, you know, we always have said, give feedback, but deliver it with love. And everybody is so incredibly good at that. It's just, I don't know, the community aspect of it honestly has been the greatest blessing of all.
Well, I honestly don't know of any other space on the internet that has been so encouraging. And like, so whatever you are doing to encourage these women to just be cheerleaders of one another, like, that is a gift. And that is worth the way more than the price of the program. If you don't even wear any of the clothes or read any of the emails, you just see this community of women that are coming together to encourage one another. I just think that is so beautiful. And it's so hope-filled. And I think we all need that right now, that kindness and that hope. So thank you so much for what you are doing to impact so many, many, many lives. It's just, like I said, so much more than clothes. And if people want to find out more about this community and all that, would they go to Get Your Pretty On? Is that where they should go?
Yes. For the Outfit Formulas program, you can definitely sign up at outfitformulas.com, but Get Your Pretty On is full of free resources. I still blog over there, and we've got tons of lifestyle resources too. It's not just style, but yeah, Outfit Formulas is where you can sign up for the program.
Okay, so outfitformulas.com, getyourprettyon.com, and then go get yourself a copy of the ultimate book of outfit formulas, A Stylish Solution to What Should I Wear? As always, if you have any question on any topic you'd love for Jesse and I to answer on a future episode, or you just have feedback or suggestions, or you'd love for us to change something or do something different, we love to hear from you. We love your emails. And so you can send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of The Crystal Payne Show. Have a great week. And remember, you can't always choose your circumstances, but you can always choose your attitude.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.